give me some details about the sort of things that you see that the oil companies are or aren't doing, or the government is or isn't doing, depending on what you feel safe about saying, in relation to the environmental and health effects of what they're up to?
What I would say, well, the only visible thing that is being done, which is merely a token, is the provision of a few health centers. I say few very deliberately because they're very far apart.
Mm.
There are communities that still don't have access to health facilities. But nothing is being done to slow down or to stop the pollution that creates the health problems. And this comes from both destruction and also the disposal of the waste products that come out of extractive activities, and also the gas flaring and the other social impact. And so what we've been demanding for, and which the communities demand for, you know, my one demand is that every incident of oil spill must be followed up by adequate cleaning using the best equipment and the best method.
Mm-hmm.
This is what demand we're making, and we have not seen any response in the direction. Whenever there's an oil spill, the first thing, whenever there's a response, which sometimes could take any number of days, all they're interested in is to stop the spill from increasing, but nothing is done about the spill already accumulated. So this is a major pain and a major challenge and problem.
Yeah.
Neither the government nor the oil companies are willing to do anything about. I believe also you've heard in the past about campaigns for job creation and employment of youths in these areas. And this has been a source of conflict, whereby lives have been lost and other kinds of things that have been generated.
I remember last year, or maybe the year before, reading about a bunch of women who took over, maybe it was docks where they were loading the oil onto ships.
Yes, the women took over some flow stations, and their demand was for the oil companies to respond to their situation. You're asking for better oil field practices. You're asking for jobs for their children, for their husbands. They were asking for their basic human rights to be respected. And that was a very challenging moment, both for the women and for the government and for the oil companies. The women were resolute. They needed to listen to. But of course, at the end, we cannot really say that not anything much came out of it.
Mm.
This adds up to the picture of frustration. You know, the women had to take that stand because when the young people demand for their rights, they are seen as being confrontational. And then there's heavy-handedness in the response. So the women had to take to the field by themselves so that they could let the whole world know that this issue is not a situation whereby the protest has been violent. Women were not violent, and most of the demands have not been violent at all.
That's terrible, because that really did get a lot of press in the West, certainly on independent media. People heard about what the women were doing in those particular places. That's a real shame to hear.
Yeah.
That it didn't have any solid effects in the end.